The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
Good morning, good morning. It's Thursday. It's Holy Thursday. Working our way to Easter Sunday. Good Friday tomorrow, 9:05 right now. What a morning. And we're just getting warmed up. We got Greg Jarrett we have with us. Sebastian Gorka, Dr. Gorka, will be with us as well on AM 970, The Answer, on the Piscopo Show. So we appreciate you tuning in. And Congressman Jeff Van Drew will jump on the air. Right now, let's go to Mr. Garrett. Greg, kind enough to join us this early in the morning. Greg, welcome back, and a good morning to you, my friend. Crazy day, huh?
Yeah. You know, Sam Bankman-Fried is going to be sentenced in half an hour. You know, of course, he stole $8 billion from customers in the FTX scandal. And, you know, prosecutors want 50 years behind bars. His lawyers want 5 years. His mom says he's not very good at socializing, so he shouldn't be in prison. And he suffers from this rather unique condition, which is a complete absence of all enjoyment, to which if I were the judge, I'd say, well, then prison's the perfect place for him.
Yeah, exactly right. You know what we were thinking about, all the crimes in New York and these people still left back out. It's somebody said something like, take me back home. A lot of these criminals and a lot of these mentally ill people, they want to be locked up, Greg. I'm thinking they're safer there, and it's safer for us, certainly, if they're not on the streets. But this guy, this crypto guy, he get away with so much. What do you think will happen in the sentence? Because they didn't find, did they find him a lot? They let him out? He seemed to get off the hook completely from a layman's view.
Well, you know, FTX, makes the Bernie Madoff scandal look like, you know, child's play. And, you know, he ought to spend decades behind bars for, you know, really ruining a lot of people's lives. And, you know, but for the rise again of crypto, you know, those people would have lost their life savings. They've been largely been made whole because, you know, those that are running the trust now as FTX have been able to recover and claw back some of the money and make them whole. But they still missed the huge rise in crypto. So in a lot of people's lives ruined the way Bernie Madoff did. And then you got Sean P. Diddy Combs.
Man,
try to figure out that twisted story, huh?
I said, man, I know, and you know, I'm trying to think because I've been around like forever, and it's like for better or for worse. But you know, I don't remember going to crazy parties like that. I think I was maybe on the outside of it all, but I don't
Didn't
remember.
Did you see you at one of those P. Diddy parties?
You and I were hanging out together. And... Yeah, right. I was parking the cars. No, I never went. I'm not on the A list, Greg Jarrett, my friend. The B list. I'm not even on the wait list in Hollywood anymore, man. So I said, man, I never was in on those things, but you know, I keep in touch with some folks, have not heard anything about it. What in the name of goodness gracious is going on? What does your legal mind tell you that's going on with that raid from Homeland Security on P. Diddy?
Well, you've got to think they have what they've described is concrete, detailed, explicit allegations of sex trafficking. And so I'd like to know what that evidence is, but he has several accusers who filed civil lawsuits, and apparently, you know, they're talking ad nauseum to the feds. So who knows where this thing is going to go, but I wouldn't want to be standing in P. Diddy's shoes right now.
Did he? Is he out of the country? Is he in?
I think he's still in Antigua. But I, you know, who knows? I don't really track his jet. But
I know. People were tracking his jet. And then they have pictures of before that. All of a sudden, he disappears. Only in America. Hey, what happened down in Florida? By the way, speaking of Florida, with Disney settling the Florida lawsuit, so DeSantis actually won this thing, huh?
Yeah, DeSantis won and Disney lost, and that was pretty predictable. Disney kind of went crazy into the woke culture wars, and that was foolish. It wasn't Bob Iger at the time, although he's now taken over when they fired the head of Disney, who was, you know, who was bowing to the culture, woke crowd. And, you know, look, if you're a private corporation, you don't get to be your own government in a state. It's as simple as that. And so, you know, DeSantis basically wrested control away from the district in which Disney World sits. And if Disney wanted to expand as they had wanted to do, they had to capitulate. And so, it was predictable that Disney would eventually throw in the towel.
And, Greg, speaking of, while we have you, the Donald Trump gag order. What with the gag order again? Now, which one is this? What case is this? What are you thinking?
Yeah, you know, I think this is Judge Merchan in the Alvin Bragg case, which is, the most cockamamie case I think I've ever seen. Bragg, the district attorney who charged Trump, still hasn't identified the underlying crime that Trump supposedly committed. I mean, it can't be campaign finance because that's federal and a state prosecutor has no authority. So, you know, Bragg is sort of playing hide the crime. But regardless, the payment to Stormy Daniels is not an illegal campaign donation. That, according to the Federal Election Commission that investigated and said, hey, there's no crime here. And then U.S. attorneys investigated and said, no crime here, sorry. Mainly because payments in exchange for silence and an NDA are not criminal at all. They never have been. They're quite common. Corporations do it with employees every day.
Yeah,
The biggest charade of all is that Bragg's star witness is Michael Cohen, a notorious liar. I mean, that guy told so many whoppers he was convicted of perjury and shipped off to the Hoosgow where he belongs. If you're hanging your case on Michael Cohen, one of the most despicable human beings, then, you know, things are not going to look as good for you as you think.
Hey, Greg Jarrett. Hey, Greg, before we let you go, on all the Trump cases here, like this guy, tell him if you would clear up this Colangelo guy. You and I chatted about it briefly almost a year ago, and this guy comes from the DOJ. He's so tainted, and then he's with Tish James. Now he's in New York. I mean, this reeks. It just reeks corruption. What am I right, or am I missing something here?
Yeah, maybe not corruption, but it certainly proves and underscores the fact that all of these cases are politically motivated. It used to be that in the DA's office, they were very proud of their, local prosecutors. So they had to bring in a federal guy to go after Trump and an acolyte of Tish James. It just shows that there's been a lot of coordination between the feds and these blue state prosecutors who are bringing the two cases against Trump. You know, down in Georgia, Fani Willis was up in Washington, D.C., and her lover, and a billed 2 8-hour meetings at the White House. So, you know, a lot of this was coordinated. And don't forget, it was Joe Biden who demanded that Trump be prosecuted. He told it to a bunch of his aides who immediately, upon instructions, leaked it to the media, and overnight Merrick Garland followed his marching orders and began the, lawfare campaign against Donald Trump.
That's amazing. And Fannie Willis today, are they going to find out? Should she be in? Should she be out? I mean, this woman is she seemed to be doubling down. But I mean, do you think they will keep her on this case, or will
it's hard to know? You know, yeah. this is the most conspicuous case of self-immolation that I've ever seen from a lawyer. I mean, she, you know, her own misbehavior that she now says she's proud of.
I know.
is ruined the case. That case is never going to get to trial before the election, I don't think.
Amazing. Great. Thanks so much. Listen, have a great weekend, an Easter weekend. Thanks so much for taking the time with us always.
Okay, stay clear of P. Diddy, pal.
Yeah, I know for sure. Thank you, Craig. Thank you. I got to tell you a story. At 9:15 at Piscopo on the radio. So I can remember one time I was in Malibu shooting Johnny Dangerously, and I stayed in Malibu. I said, wow, this is going to be fun. I'll stay in Malibu. Why not? Because, you know, I'm from Jersey. Let me see what Malibu's like. So I had my wife at the time, little Joey, was with me. And then down the road, I remember there was a Michael Jackson party, you know, and Michael Jackson was at the height of his fame, you know, and it was a whole thing. I think Eddie went down there, and I never got invited to these things. I never got invited to anything. I never did. I just one of those guys. I didn't go to the Lakers games. I didn't go to, Tommy Lasorda was one of my best friends, but I was never a Dodger fan, but I just was so out of the loop, if you will, and just never got into it. So I can't even tell you what was going on. And even in the 80s, compare what happened in the 80s, you know, apparently that was child's play compared to what they're what we're hearing about P. Diddy. But again, innocent until proven guilty. And I met him once. I remember I was with Kimberly. We met him 100 years ago, whatever it was, at a Nets game, I think. And he was, you know, there and fine. But now I don't even want to mention what they're calling or accusing him of, because it's not right to do that, because it's just hearsay that we're seeing online and from the mainstream media. And you can never trust the mainstream media. So I don't want to say it, but boy, oh boy, I think it's about to hit the fan. I really do.
I just wonder how Prince Harry is involved with all this. He's actually suing in the lawsuit as well against him. So.
Isn't that the best? Everybody's suing. I'm telling you.
For the best, you didn't get invited to this stuff.
You know what? I'm just so out of that loop, man. I just never got invited to the Playboy Mansion. Never got invited to the Playboy. Remember, the Playboy Mansion was it, you know? Never got invited there. Never got a dinner. I sound like Red Buttons.
You do. No, yes.
There you go. Although I went, we went when it was virtually almost closed down, and I toured the property that was the Tudor Mansion, that was the Playboy Mansion, which was just glorious. But I never, with the germs, could you ever? I mean, I'd walk in, I'd go, oh, with the thing in the, and get into the jacuzzi with that. Oh, I could never. I just could. I could never do anything like that.
Oh, my
hi, goodness. Hi. Hey, hi. Can we leave here? And keep my Purell handy. Hey, Congressman Jeff Van Drew is going to be with us. And always great to hear from the good congressman. And we're going to talk about the Coast Guard in Atlantic City assisting in Baltimore and how it will affect the Jersey ports, you know. Dr. Gorka as well. And Dr. Seb is going to join us. He's got a lot to talk about. He's got a great story you don't want to miss. That's in the 9 o'clock hour. I see Robert Dobby here, if I may. He called, and let me say right live on the air, he's texting me now. Great actor, great guy, great American, powerful guy. Does a great Frank Sinatra. And available today, there is a film that he did that's available today on iTunes, on Apple TV. You could Google, I want to make sure I have the title of the film, because it was a very, very forceful film that he did. And if you Google Dobby, it's a drama called Bartajov. And it's here. This I'm reading on a Hollywood release here. It's a Holocaust drama, Bardejov. And you could check that out with the great Robert Dobby, Davi. And make sure you download that and check that out. Dobby, extraordinarily talented actor. And you may know him as the bad guys. I guess he was in Goonies, and he played some of the bad guys in some major, major films, but a great actor. Yeah, here's the film, Bardejov, with Robert Dobby. Check that out, okay? It drops apparently today. There you go. Hey, Joe on the radio, and Congressman Jeff Van Drew will join us momentarily right here. Debbie's on the roads on AM 970, The Answer. And I got the chocolate bunnies. I got the big chocolate bunnies that aren't going to fit into the baskets. I don't think the baskets are big enough. I got.
I love it. I love it. Your kids are going to be so happy.
I get. Yeah, and you know what? I hope so. And then, you know, what am I going to tell? I mean, I got them the cards already. I already sent something to Allie. I sent that little basket. Yeah. You know, but you know why? That's my mother. That's my mother. She always, like Arthur Lee, our buddy, would say, always wrote a card. She always wrote a card. Nice. Always was there with something. Always. Right. And you're taught that as you grow up, you know.
That's like for that. Sure. Hey, that's for sure.
Deb, I don't even think about it. Now these presidents are coming in around 1 o'clock, is you're saying?
Yeah, we're getting reports of a President Biden should be arriving around 1 for that big fundraiser tonight at 8 p.m. at Radio City. But again, you're going to see those frozen zones all over. It's going to be nuts today, Joe.
In Manhattan. Hey, well, you got to keep it right here for Debbie Duhaime. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks. Yeah, Joe, President Biden will be arriving around 1. Again, he's scheduled to be here throughout the day. And then that big event tonight at 8 p.m. at Radio City. Again, Presidents Obama and Clinton will be in town. President Trump in town. Again, President Trump scheduled to go out to Massapequa Park for the wake for police officer Jonathan Diller today as well. So you're going to see a lot of crazy traffic all over. Let's go out to the Cross Island South at Hillside Avenue. It's an accident. We're also seeing slowdowns on the LIE, the service road eastbound getting out toward 112. It's an accident involving a car into a construction vehicle. The investigation continuing there. Problems on Route 4 westbound at Forest Ave and Paramus with a collision. And 9 southbound. Looks like you're closed right past 1 and 9 in Woodbridge. It's all due to an accident with a fuel spill, so avoid that one if you can. And the Hutch southbound at 287, a collision as well. Rain today, high of 50. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Are you ready to embark upon an unforgettable expedition this summer? I hope you'll join me, Mike Gallagher, along with Dr. Sebastian Gorka and our special guests on the Patriots Alaska Cruise. We'll unpack the trends and influences shaping our world today while sailing the pristine coast of Alaska over 4th of July. Learn more at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com. This experience is way more than a vacation. It's a chance to participate in spirited discussions and thought-provoking lectures on board the ship with like-minded patriots. 7 action-packed days. We'll chart a course toward a bright American future, all while surrounded by Alaska's rustic and natural wonders on a beautiful luxury cruise ship. You'll experience powerful creation immersed in the splendor of glaciers and fjords. Mark your calendar, June 29th, July the 6th. Secure your cabin by calling 855-565-5519 or book online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
The Secular Crew sees a weaponization.
If you're doing business in New York, you got to be really worried about this. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, or Independent. The idea that your property could be levied because you can't post an appeal bond is pretty scary.
She's doing this for political career purposes, obviously.
And that makes it very dangerous when the weaponization of the state attorney general lawfare is used to close businesses down or harass businesses in the state that they don't want there.
Secular. Afternoons at 4, right before Katz and Cosby at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-355-4107 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-355-4107. That's 800-355-4107. What do you have to lose? Call 800-355-4107. Again, 800-355-4107.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Love telling you about Connors and Sullivan, and I love that you can see Mike in person for free to talk about estate planning, healthcare proxies, power of attorney, living will, everything that I tell you you got to watch out for. Mike will be on Wednesday at April 24th at Connolly's Corner, Grand Avenue in Maspeth, Queens, 3 and 7 p.m. Thursday, April 25th at Don Roberto's, Forest Avenue, Staten Island, 11 and 3 p.m. How about Friday, April 26th, the Adria Hotel, Northern Boulevard, Bayside, Queens, 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. This is Mike Connors going out to you. This is amazing. Going out to all the boroughs. And it's a free seminar. Monday, April 29th, Greenhouse Cafe, 3rd Avenue in Brooklyn, 3 p.m., 7 p.m. Tuesday, April 30th, Buckley's Restaurant in Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn, 11 and 3 p.m. So if you can't make any of these free seminars, call Connors and Sullivan at 718-238-6500 and get your own free in-person initial consultation. An office appointment for free at Connors and Sullivan. 718-238-6500 or ConnorsandSullivan.com.
Got something to say? Call into the Joe Piscopo Show right now. 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999.
A ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding, ring-a-ding-ding.
Ding. Hey, Joe on the radio, I have so many things going on all at once. I got people texting me. Now, I'm going to, right now, first things first. We're going to get information for Robert Dobby's new movie out. They call me, you know, I guess Frankie V. You're right. He's right. Frankie works 24/7. We got the best sales staff here, led by Frank Volpe. So we appreciate that very, very much. So I'm trying to stay on top of everything. So, but I have to tell you, yes, Dr. Gorka has a lot to talk about. He was texting me. I can't wait to, I don't want to tease it, but apparently, I'll let Seb tell you. It's worth the listen coming up in about 20 minutes. But I have to tell you how wrong it is. And forgive me. It's Holy Thursday. So I'm trying to, I feel fulfilled with the rebirth of Christ, with the Easter season, you know? Miss my mother terribly. It's like, these are the tough times. And people said it's going to hit you when you don't expect it. Boom, you know? And we would always go to mom's and with the lasagna, you know, with everything and just at the whole beauty of family, la familia, right there at mom's house. And now without the parents, you know, you think about it. And I know that we were very lucky. Carol, my sister Carol, and I were talking last night. It's like mom lived to 99. You go, oh, you're lucky you had her for so long. But in many ways, it makes it tougher to lose, in a sense, because you're so used to having mom always there. Hey, I'll call here. Hey, I'll go over there. And I know you know what I'm feeling. But we'll go in and we'll try to keep the same tradition. But then when I think of what's right and what's wrong, and what all that my mom and all that my dad taught me, see, is if you're gonna have a wake for a police officer, and you're gonna celebrate the loss of someone who was killed in action, killed in the line of duty, do you maintain and have a fundraiser if you're the opposing political party? In Radio City Music Hall. Do you have a big... It's so wrong. Let me bring in Congressman Jeff Van Drew, representing New York's 2nd Congressional District, doing a great job there. Congressman Jeff, welcome back to the show, sir. Always, always just great to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time.
And it's always good to be on with you. I appreciate you getting the word out and telling people how it is.
Yeah, but look at this. Congressman Jeff, they got... For Officer Diller... President Trump is going to the wake. He was invited to the wake. Stephanie, the officer's wife, was preparing for, according to my friend, a police officer, Rob Law in Long Island. He told me, they were at the funeral home, and they're preparing to put this hero from the NYPD to rest who just got killed unnecessarily, and the phone rings, they say it's a phone call. Who's on the phone? Donald Trump. Calling, offering condolences. The next call, boom, who's on the phone? Frank Siller from Tunnel to Towers. They're paying off the mortgage to the Diller home. What are the Democrats doing? What is our old party doing, Congressman Van Drew? They're doing like a rock concert event at Radio City Music Hall. It just looks so terrible. I mean, this is why you left the party, sir, correct?
You know what? You're right. And you know it's terrible. I know it's terrible. Most of America knows that it's terrible. The problem is that they don't. And see, Joe, this is what it really comes down to, and it really matters. This is a difference in vision. This is a difference in an end game. And the end game for the modern-day Democrat now, for the ultra-left and the left, is to change the United States of America as we know it. And our end game is to save the republic and the values that we cherish so much. So here you have, you know, an individual, a human being, a human soul that gave his life to defend others and to stand up for what's right. And I'll walk the blue line with those guys any day of the week. You know, you know, somebody say to me, oh, gee, there was a bad cop somewhere. You know, I'm a dentist by profession before I became a congressman. And I got to tell you, there's an occasional bad dentist. There's a bad everything. But the vast majority of our men and women in emergency services and in the police are good people who are doing what most folks would never want to do, throwing themselves in the face of danger. And the least that we can do, the very least that we can do, Joe, is recognize that.
Exactly right. Congressman Jeff Andrews speaking the truth. Congressman, so the Atlantic City Coast Guard in your district, they're assisting in the Baltimore bridge collapse. Tell us about that, please.
Well, talk about individuals who are doing their job, the men and women in the military and the men and women in the Coast Guard. So, you know, I'm happy to say that the Atlantic City Coast Guard, they got their chopper there and they did search and rescue. The you know, the work that they did, it was very, very important. They did help find a number of individuals, which, you know, gosh, I wish we could have saved every one of them. But by the way, a lot of lives were saved there. I don't want to forget to say this because of our first responders. As soon as that May Day went out, they stopped the traffic on the bridge. It could have, as awful and terrible and horrible as it was, it could have been much worse. That's due to these first responders, a shout out to them. Once again, they save lives doing what other folks just don't want to do. And a shout out to the Coast Guard, and particularly, I have to say I'm proud, from New Jersey, in Atlantic City, in my congressional district, I'm proud of the work that we do. And you know, Joe, that's why when sometimes we add stupid things to the federal budget, unfortunately, and there's plenty of them, and I won't go through the examples, we have to make sure to take care of what's necessary, including our military, including our Coast Guard. There are times they wanted to take them out of New Jersey, and we fought that back.
It's so true. And do you think that, Congressman, before we let you go, because I saw you all over TV yesterday doing a great job that you always do, sir, but just to ask, what happened with that ship? How could that? It looked like it veered into one pillar, and then one pillar takes the whole bridge down. Will there be an investigation into this collapse, sir?
Absolutely. I mean, we're working. I'm on the Judiciary Committee, as you know, because that's what we usually talk about. I'm also on the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, and I will tell you, we are going to dig into this, and some of the stuff that we're digging into is, one, in fact, let me quickly say, I'm doing legislation right now. Some of these bridges don't have protective barriers, which is a way to facilitate safety because it prevents the shock from going through the whole bridge. You saw that. It was illustrated so well, unfortunately, God help us, when we saw this bridge go down. It went down like a bunch of toothpicks. So why don't they have protective barriers on these very large span bridges? They do in many of them. I think that should be mandated by law just to keep us safer. Number two, we've got to get the debris cleaned out as quickly as possible so that navigation can continue there. It's the top 10 ports in the United States of America, especially known for moving heavy machinery, farm machinery, coal that actually, we don't use it here, but we export it to a lot of other countries. We import a great deal there, including automobiles. It's on the top three for automobiles and farm machinery. This is going to increase costs for the country again. The reason is, Joe, because people don't have, when I say people, I mean businesses, don't have the inventory that they used to. Everything is so damn expensive, they can't afford to hold on to a lot of inventory. So when something stops transportation like this does, you're immediately going to have supply chain issues. We are going to have supply chain issues, which shows when you have this Biden economy, unfortunately, high interest rates, high inflation, businesses can't afford to have an inventory, what happens? It affects a lot of other things when an emergency like this happens. We're working with the National Transportation Safety Board, working with the Federal Department of Transportation, working with the Coast Guard and other local agencies and federal agencies to investigate, to get this cleaned up as quickly as possible. And what I want to see us recoup some of the money, at least. This is going to cost a whole lot of money to fix this bridge. It's a federal bridge. Why was this ship subpar? What happened there? With the ship in the past, it's from Singapore. We got to dig into that as well.
Jeffrey Van Drew, and Congressman, please let us know when you want to stand up against the windmills that that the Democrats in the Assembly, Senate, and the governor's office want to just, they're pushing that on us. They just won't let it go away. So we stand at the ready for you, Jeff Van Drew. You blaze the path, and we will follow, sir.
Joe Piscopo, I love you, man. Have a blessed, happy, healthy Easter, Passover, all of it. Thank you.
God bless. God bless you too, sir. Congressman Jeff Van Drew would love you back. Representing New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. You know, what a proud Jersey boy I am. And I tell you, what Jeff does down there, he's so in the community, has been in the community, entrenched in that 2nd District outside of Atlantic City right there. And it's great to see him go to Congress, crazy Congress, and bring his New Jersey values to Congress, which is so much appreciated. And he's getting things done. That's an anomaly down there. Hey, Dr. Sebastian Gorka is going to join us momentarily. Bill Gagan is in the newsroom for Al this morning at 9:35 on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 51 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Mayor Adams expected to give details today on a new subway safety initiative. Scott Prinkle with more.
Mayor Adams has been searching for some time now to find newer technology that can detect weapons at subway entrances. NBC4 reports that the mayor and police commissioner will announce a pilot program to put gun detectors in the subway system made by a company called Evolve. The company uses artificial intelligence for touchless security screening. It already has contracts with the Lincoln Center, the Met, and Citi Field. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Instead of Little Orphan Annie singing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, it might be Met fans today. The home opener has been canceled because of the weather. So it's tomorrow for the Mets and Brewers. Yankees open up in Houston, where the roof will be off Minute Maid Park. Expecting a sunny sky, temperatures upper 70s. Other sports action, Nets and Knicks both win. You now know what's going on. Bill Kagan, AM 970, The Answer. Check the roadways, Debbie Duhane.
And good morning, Bill. Alternate site parking rules are in effect. Keep in mind, President Biden, they are actually suspended for Holy Thursday. Metered parking rules remain in effect. Remember, President Biden will be in town today. He's arriving around 1 for that big fundraiser at Radio City Music Hall tonight. Do watch out for frozen zones as he travels around. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton will be in town. And also, President Trump expected to go out to Massapequa Funeral Home for the wake for Officer Jonathan Dillon. Let's see what's happening as you take a ride over to 9 southbound. 9 southbound closed by 1 and 9 in Woodbridge. It's an accident and a fuel spill, so definitely watch for that this morning. 95 southbound slowing down, getting down toward Westport. It's a disabled vehicle. And the LIE service road heading eastbound at 112. It's an accident investigation that's been out there since 2 this morning. Inbound George 40, Lincoln 10, Holland 15. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
You have all helped support MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Mike Lindell knows this and continues to give back to listeners with deals on his most popular products. You've heard me recently speak about the My Slippers, Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. Great news! The MyPillow 6-pack bath towel sets are back in stock. They are extremely absorbent, yet still provides that soft feel you look for in a towel. The set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. Regular price is $79.98 for a limited time. You can get this 6-pack towel set for only $39.99 with promo code JOEP. That's a 50% savings. Go to MyPillow.com. Call 800-651-0798. Use the promo code JOEP to save 50% on the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets.
Craving that signature Sunday sauce? Michael's of Brooklyn will make your place a must. Join Michael's of Brooklyn Sauce of the Month Club. Receive a different jar of Michael's of Brooklyn pasta sauce, homemade pasta and biscotti each month for 6 months. Make your home the place to be with Michael's of Brooklyn signature fresh marinara right in your home. Visit michaelsofbrooklyn.com and order online. That's michaelsofbrooklyn.com. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the community since 1964.
Are you ready for an adventure of a lifetime? Journey with me, Mike Gallagher, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka on the Patriots Alaska Cruise this summer. It's going to be an incredible opportunity to engage with other like-minded patriots on an epic 7-day cruise over 4th of July. Witness the untouched wilderness of Alaska while discussing America's future. Join Dr. Gorka and me, Mike Gallagher, from June 29th through July the 6th. Call 855-565-5519 or reserve online at PatriotsAlaskaCruise.com.
Okay, Dr. Gorka is going to join us in just a second, but I want to tell you about Relief Factor because now it's time. Now it's we could talk about nice things for 2 seconds. Flowers, spring flowers, going to the roadside flower stand. Come on. And you want to go out, you want to bend, you want to put the stuff at the back of the car, you want to take it home, you want to be able to plant your tulips or whatever you're supposed to do. Whatever, I'm telling you something. You want to do it, and you can do it if you take Relief Factor. You get the 3-week quick start kit. This is what you do. You get it today. You go to relieffactor.com, and you call 800-4-RELIEF. You can call 800, the number 4, the word relief. Talk to a human. Say, I heard you on the Piscopo Show, and what can you do for me? You know what? You get a money-back guarantee. You feel better or your money-back guarantee with the Relief Factor 3-week quick start kit. You got nothing to lose, like we say in New Jersey. Nothing to lose. Over 1 million people have tried the Relief Factor Quick Start Kit that I'm telling you about. Nearly 70% go on to order more. Do you know how many people that is? Hundreds of thousands of people. And it's 100% drug-free. It doesn't mask the pain like pills. It stops the inflammation that causes the pain. How do I know? Because I take Relief Factor every single day. And I want you to be out of pain like I'm out of pain. 800, the number 4, the word relief, or relieffactor.com.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio, 941, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, nationally syndicated radio talk show host, heard every afternoon right here on AM 970, The Answer at 3 p.m., a host of the Gorka Reality Check on Newsmax, member of the National Security Education Board, Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Welcome back to the show, Seb Gorka. Welcome. Great to have you with us. Thanks for taking the time, my friend.
Greetings of the Easter season to you and your listeners, Joe.
Yeah, a blessed Easter to you and yours, Dr. Gorka. Seb, I gotta ask you, what happened about when Joe Biden actually got you fired in your position? Can you walk us through that?
No. Hang on. Fake news, dude. Slow down. What is this? New Jersey fake news? Joe Biden, I'm just about to put an article up on this.
Yeah,
Joe Biden tried to fire me on Friday, but it was illegal.
What?
So, Joe, you failed. Before he left office, President Trump gave me my second presidential commission. He appointed me to the National Security Education Board of the Pentagon for a 4-year term. And last Friday, the White House sent me a letter saying, you must resign by 5 o'clock or you will be terminated. And I replied back, sorry, I do not concur with this illicit demand, since the statute would have to be changed by Congress to shorten my term. Therefore, I'll see you in court, Joe.
Wait. Seb, this is unbelievable. I'm reading here. I see now. This is to Sebastian Gorka, and it's dated March 22nd, 2024. I apologize. They're going after you on behalf of President Biden. This is the letter to Dr. Gorka. I'm writing to request your resignation as member of the National Security Education Board. Please submit your resignation to me. Who is this? This is from a guy,
the head of presidential personnel in the White House.
He's writing you personally? To step away from something that you were named by President Trump, the gall that this guy had to go after you like this. This is scary.
For a 4-year term, and I guess they only just realized, Gorka's at the Pentagon, wake up. I mean, did you think Joe woke up from his nap three years late and realized?
Yeah, but it's not. You know, it's not Joe, right? Right, Seb Gorka. It's not Joe. It's the deep state. It's the deep state in there. What are they afraid of from Dr. Sebastian Gorka, do you think, sir?
Well, look, here's the buried lead. So they can't fire me. I can leave at the end of my term, which is not up yet. But why are they doing this early? Why are they doing this now? Joe, the buried lead, because they know he's going to lose, and they want to burrow in their people before he loses.
That's
the lead.
Wow, this is unbelievable. So as you're listening to Dr. Gorka Episcopo, the radio, just to be clear, Dr. Gorka, a member of the, and we always introduced Seb as the member of the National Security Education Board. This is no small thing, working closely with Donald Trump at the time. And then you got a letter from the White House March 22nd to step away. I am stunned at this. Thanks for the heads up on that.
You missed the best part. I posted this on Instagram. I highlighted it in yellow. There's a sentence in there that I have to resign because my values do not comport with the values and agenda of Biden. You're damn right they don't, and I'm going to frame that letter.
This is scary. You know what? So what? So they think they're going to remove you, so they could
slide in their guys before the election and have them in there. That's all it's about. Remember what he said. I mean, remember what happened last week. The Supreme Court has said, no, Slow Joe, you can't buy the votes of young Americans by paying off their student debt with other people's money. The Supreme Court said, no, you can't do that. And last week he said, oh, I don't care. I'm just going to blow a few billion dollars and do it again. It's like, remember Obama, Joe? I've got a phone. I've got a pen. They don't give a damn about the Constitution or the law.
Yeah, that's true. Obama going after our friend James Rosen. You know what, Seb, I got to say, it just must make you feel kind of, I mean, you know, hey, that the White House has got you. I mean, I want to say in the crosshairs, but the White House is looking out for you. They're afraid of you, man.
Think about how great is it to be hired 3 times by President Trump. So he hired me during the campaign to be his advisor. Then he hires me as his deputy in the White House. Then he puts me on a presidential commission to work in the Pentagon. That's 3 times by President Trump. And then Slow Joe Beijing Biden tries to fire me once. That's a pretty good resume, don't you think?
I think you should use that and carry it around with you. That letter should be carried around. And if you can't,
I think I'll have to get it laminated.
And you could get into anywhere because you're who you are. But if you have a little problem, you can't get in.
Joe Biden does not have my values. Can you let me? No velvet rope. Just let me in, okay?
Do you know who I am? You'll be saying that. I know you're here. Allow me to present to you. That is hysterical, man.
White House letterhead. That's the best part. White House letterhead.
God bless you. The gall of these people is unsettling. And this on a much more serious note, but I've been talking about it all morning, and hopefully you will as well on the millions that listen and watch you every day, Dr. Gorka. The fact that they're doing a fundraiser at Radio City, I am so, in the tone of my voice, I am so distressed. And then Donald Trump calls because I got the inside line from my buddy who's a cop out there in Long Island. His friend was there, and Stephanie, Officer Diller's widow they're arranging for the funeral. And then the phone rings, and the head of the PBA, Mr. Hendry, goes, oh, there's a phone call. It's Donald Trump to offer condolences. And then right after that, Frank Siller, just to tell you about Tunnel to Towers, called to pay off the mortgage.
Right.
But here Donald Trump is calling the widow of the slain officer because of the mismanagement of New York and these Democratic cities across the country.
This isn't the first time. I mean, look what happened. Joe Biden can't even say Lake and Riley's name right.
Yeah.
President Trump meets with them privately, the parents of the slain 20-year-old beautiful young nursing student, and then invites them to his rally, and Biden can't even pronounce her name right. Yeah. I mean, these are the two visions of America, Joe.
Yeah. It really is. And before we let you go, sir, it is just when you listen, and if you're listening in New York and you're going to see on the local news, it's all going to be about Radio City, star power. It's going to be Biden, Obama. Would you pay $100,000, Dr. Gorka, to get a picture with Biden and Clinton and Obama? Would you get $100,000? I said, those are the three.
I wouldn't give them a rotted pilchard. I wouldn't give them a stinking fish carcass.
You believe it? I said, I want the Three Stooges. I will get the real Three Stooges. That's what I would want. Look at this.
Well, do we know what the genesis is? So who asked the president to come, President Trump to come? Is it the PBA?
Yeah, I believe it's the PBA. It's a gentleman by the name of Hendry who's the head, and they reached out, and President Trump said he was honored by the invitation. Just don't let the news, as you listen to Seb and Piscopo on the radio, do not let the news bend this, because they're going to say Trump is using this. He was invited. He was invited by the police, and the police also said, Seb Gorka, the police also said to all of the council members and all the people that make these atrocious laws that caused the death of police officers in New York, do not show up. Do not show up. Oh, it makes me crazy. And I'm telling you, I'll let you go, Seb, but you know what's going to happen in the local news? Because you know me, I'm a Jersey guy. I'm going to watch all the local news and say, oh, look what's happening. Oh, look, this star is there. I don't even want to mention, I know some of these people. I don't want to. They're going to be down. And what are you going to campaign for? What are they going to campaign for? And they're going to twist it like it's a big event. It's not. It is a slap in the face to the NYPD and to every person who admires and appreciates law enforcement across America.
Well, spoken frequently with the guys at Trump Tower who protect the president. They love President Trump. The law enforcement across the nation, and like, if you're a real cop, if you're a real Leo, and you take your oath of office seriously, you love America, and you know President Trump does too. And that's why I can tell you, I've seen him when we got off Air Force One. You know, there's no press. We're at the military base on the way to a rally. President Trump, no press there, so this isn't for some kind of, photographic opportunity. Yeah. He stops before he gets in the beast, and he walks down the line of every outrider from the local police who's there to, escort the convoy, and he shakes the hand of every cop on those motorbike details. Yeah. Why? Because he knows what they do for us every single day.
Yeah, it's so true. Dr. Sebastian Gorka, this is great. And we'll listen today because I know you got to run. This is great. This letter, as I read it now, and yes, you did, you highlighted where they said because you don't align with the values and agenda of the president. And you're absolutely right. Did you write them back, by the way? Did you write them back?
Oh, I did. I said, I reject your illicit demand. The legislation that created the board gives me a full four-year term. So I'll see you in court, Joe.
It'll be great. Dr. Gorka, God bless, Godspeed, and the happiest and blessed Easter to you, my friend.
Blessed Easter to you and the listeners. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Seb. Thank you so much. He is so funny. Oh, man, that's a lot to get into. Biden tried to get him. Like asking him to resign so they can embed. That was the word Seb used, to embed their own. Scary stuff. Scary stuff. You can't make it up. Hey, it's 9:51. Debbie's on the roads checking out traffic. Debbie, have a blessed Easter. God bless you, girl. Holy Thursday, Good Friday tomorrow, Holy Saturday, Easter. This is the most important part of the year for Catholics, Christians, and we will embrace it. We will embrace it, and we wish you all the very, very best, and see you at church one of these days, huh?
Yes, yes. We'll have to go to Mass on Sunday, without a doubt.
Yeah, and bring
we'll
Al,
bring Al
drag,
with us.
Drag Al with us.
Yes, yes. Make it affair.
Happy Easter, Deb.
Happy Easter to you, and I'll be thinking about you. I know it's going to be tough without your mom this year, so definitely thinking about you, Joe, and sending all my best Easter wishes to you. Let's see what's happening right now, Joe. It looks like the LIE eastbound, that service road, is still closed at 112. It's an accident investigation, a car into a construction vehicle overnight, and they're still investigating. We do have the wake today over in Massapequa Funeral Home for police officer Jonathan Diller, so you're going to see a lot of congestion around Massapequa Funeral Home. Again, the viewing hours 2 to 4 and 7 to 9. President Trump expected to be there as well. Also, President Biden will be in town for that big fundraiser tonight at Radio City. Watch for lots of frozen zones throughout the city. And we're still seeing slowdowns on 95 South and Westport with a disabled vehicle. Again, 9 southbound closed by 1 and 9. Accident and a fuel spill. Alternate side parking suspended. Metered rules in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaim with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Hugh Hewitt explains where the mainstream media sits.
Bottom line, all of the networks are allergic to the center right and the right in America. And they're not only that, they're allergic to the center left. They're becoming increasingly imprisoned in the blue bubble. It's really Media Central has become exclusionary of all points of view that are not off-the-shelf, left-wing nonsense.
The Hugh Hewitt Show.
Weekday mornings at 3, right before Joe Piscopo at 6 on AM 970. The Answer.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk, and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. That's the sound of a producing oil well and the sound of a smart investment. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil and natural gas, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Goldman Sachs is projecting oil to go up to $100 a barrel, and natural gas is the fuel of the future and trading at record prices. Call 800-287-6691. Encore Energy is a major investor and experienced operator in its core area of operations. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. Call 800-287-6691. That's 800-287-6691.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us for the very first time, a very special guest who is a New York City treasure, a legend in the Harlem community, Reverend Robert Royal. You speak of Jimmy Hoffa, we talk about the father. You knew him, didn't you?
The old man was quite a figure, particularly when it came to negotiation, contract negotiation. He didn't take no prisoners. You either were with him or you were against him. And Jimmy Hoffa was true to a fault. He never once deceived anybody. He told you right up front, I'm doing this for my people. And that's what Jimmy Hoffa was all about. A great man, a great man. And in spirit, he still lives in my mind, and I pray God that he lives in every Teamster that walks this earth.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd at a new time, Saturday afternoon at 2:30 and again at 9 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer on Alexa, TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
For the rest of today into the evening, there's going to be rain and drizzle pounding on streets and sidewalks for the city and nearby suburbs, while the heaviest pockets of rain and most flooding problems are going to be likely more eastward. A chilly high of 52 today, dipping down to 41, with some rain lingering on Long Island and Connecticut. And then tomorrow, it's windy and cool with clouds and sunshine, 54. Saturday is going to be sun at first, followed by clouds and even a spotty shower. I'm Jeff Nordine on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio telling you about LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs, all right, the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. Last year, we lost almost 120,000 family members, friends and neighbors to drug-related deaths, mostly that fentanyl, you know, and that's way too many. So our good friend Nick DeMauro, the executive director and CEO of LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs, hosts this first-of-its-kind show every Saturday, all right, Saturday at noon, right here on AM 970, The Answer, called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. He speaks with experts. Nick speaks with educators, law enforcement, about important issues that affect you and your children. Nick's a great guy, former cop. He's a councilman, community, a leader, you know. And you could take this LEAD curriculum, like I always tell you, put it right into your school. So listen to Nick, 12 noon, Saturdays, Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD Guy. Nick DeMauro's the LEAD Guy. In the meantime, if you want to make a donation, we'd love that. If you want to put it into your curriculum in school, the LEAD Drugs curriculum, we would love that as well. Please go to leaddrugs.org, leadrugs.org. Hey, Joe on the radio. Alex, great job today, buddy.
It's opening day. Come on. It's opening day, Joe. I love it.
Here comes baseball, baby. We're ready for it. You know, Lord knows we're ready for it. And also, Joe Sebelia, great job. That's
Thank you very much.
A lot of show today. Very unsettling, but we get to the truth and the heart of the matter. And we appreciate Jeff Van Drew and Seb Gorka. Always a fun, great chat with Seb. John Katsimatidis, thanks. Darren Porcher, Keith Kellogg, Nicole Parker, Arthur Lee, Lifeback. Check out lifeback.com, please. Greg Jarrett. And first and foremost, we thank you. Debbie Duhame, thank you. Michael, thanks for manning the phones. Cara Fasaro, Mert Roberts. will podcast the show out momentarily. But it is you that we are here for every single day, and we just try to tell the truth. Try not to get too crazy, although we will rant and we will rave sometimes. But, you know, during this Easter season, let's remember what Easter stands for and all the goodness that really comes out of this great, great Holy Week. Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and Easter Sunday. Don't let them take that away. You know what? They ain't gonna take that away. Happy Easter. God bless you. God bless your family. Make it a great weekend, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
We're at 51 degrees in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Mayor Adams expected to give details today on a new subway safety initiative. Scott Prinkle with more.
Mayor Adams has been searching for some time now to find newer technology that can detect weapons at subway entrances. NBC4 reports that the mayor and police commissioner will announce a pilot program to put gun detectors in the subway system made by a company called Evolve. The company uses artificial intelligence for touchless security screening. It already has contracts with the Lincoln Center, the Met, and Citi Field. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
Instead of Little Orphan Annie singing The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow, it might be Met fans today. The home opener has been canceled because of the weather. So it's tomorrow for the Mets and Brewers. Yankees open up in Houston, where the roof will be off Minute Maid Park. Expecting a sunny sky, temperatures upper 70s.
From the studio. Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.